Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn. You're listening to Chamber Chat. And for all things Durango Chamber of Commerce, simply go to durangobusiness.org. Been going on for how many years now?
Can you break? The way. So,
well,
yeah,
we try, and with everything that's going on, when is it again this year?
So, Hawk Tank, as you know, Jack, is kind of a semester long program event. So, we're kicking off this week with just some information sessions down at San Juan College as well as at Fort Lewis College. And then ultimately, the finals will be on April 20th this year.
Okay. And now I'm curious because it's kind of evolved over the years, which everything is.
Totally.
We want to see the evolving happen. Who can compete in Hawk Tank?
Yeah, no, that's a great one, Jack. So originally, our first year, we had one track, Fort Lewis College students. We have now expanded Hawk Tank to really be that premier business plan competition for the Four Corners area. So we have San Juan College track. We have a Fort Lewis College track. We have a recent alumni track for both San Juan College and Fort Lewis College.
So I probably wouldn't qualify for recent.
You're just a little bit out of it.
Yeah.
And then lastly, we have a high school track
cool.
also. Yep.
So and what? So with all those different tracks, do they compete individually? I mean, you know, separately, or do they all come together?
Oh, that's a great question. So high school students will compete against high school students.
Mm-hmm.
The recent alumni, we throw them all in there. So you'll have recent alumni from San Juan College and Fort Lewis College
okay.
competing against each other. And then for the college track, this is a little special. What we've done is first of all, San Juan College students will compete against each other. Fort Lewis College students will compete against each other for prize money.
Uh-huh.
And then the winners of both tracks will compete against each other for an additional $5,000. So there will be a college team.
Wow.
Will walk away with $10,000
wow.
to take their business to that next level.
Now, I'm curious. So if there's someone out there that says, okay, I've got this idea, I've had this idea, where does it need to be in that developmental stage in order to compete in Hawk Tank, given if they qualify, so to speak, in one of those tracks?
Yeah, so really what we say is you just need an idea at this point. That's really what Hawk Tank is all about. Now, if it's a little bit more mature,
uh-huh.
they've had like a little side hustle for a couple years.
Sure.
That probably, you know, is helpful. But the way we've designed this program is that we can take a participant who just has an idea,
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know, help them sort of develop that idea. We have a number of workshops. We can help them with mentorships. And they can hopefully take that idea to the next level, wherever that may be.
Now, if somebody's wanting to enter the competition, what do they need to do? Does it give you a call? They need to, you know.
Yeah, all of the above, right?
Yeah.
So what I would recommend is just go to fortlewis.edu/Hawk Tank
uh-huh.
or just Google Hawk Tank Fort Lewis or Hawk Tank San Juan College, and they'll get all the information there. Really, we try to kind of really reduce all the barriers if
yeah.
possible. The only thing really required and kind of really should be on their radar is really just registering for the competition, and they have until March 4th.
Oh, okay.
And in the meantime, there are a number of workshops they can attend. If they miss a workshop, we record everything so they can watch it later.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, when they go onto our website, or they can just Google me, Michael Valdez, Fort Lewis College, they can email me, call me, and I'd be more than happy to get them on the right track.
Now, with the types of businesses, I mean, I know I've heard, you know, there's things that, you know, scalable, or can it be a retail business? Can it be a service? Can it be... are there certain criteria, or can be open to anything?
Really anything, Jack.
Wow.
If you think some of our past winners, we have everything from a bar / florist to an
uh-huh.
auto mechanic shop to a comedy entertainment company, you name it.
yeah,
and there's some value there for customers, then it's definitely something that, that Hawk Tank would love to see.
Now, in the competition, is there anything that you would advise to be prepared for? I mean, do they get grilled, or do they get, you know, or is it friendly with the judges?
Oh, I mean, yeah, Jack. I mean, you probably know most of these judges. It's, of course, this is a community that put on Hawk yeah. Tank, right? And I think uh-huh. there's a lot of ownership in our community because nice. Really our community is what's made it possible. So do the judges, so are they challenging for the participants? Absolutely. That's sure. part of our goal
yeah.
is that students sort of are in this environment yeah. and that they can kind of express sort of what they're trying to deliver. And then the judges can guide them and help them hopefully once again take that idea to the next sure. level. So no, it's a really amazing event. And really we're here to support these participants, not make them feel bad, but really to elevate them.
Well, and you mentioned workshops. So there's plenty of workshops also that you can attend to hone your skills, so to speak, and your presentation.
Oh, absolutely. From, you know, it's pretty much every Thursday from 5 to 7 at Fort Lewis College's Center for Innovation.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it starts with, you know, business plan 101. We talk about marketing. We talk about financing and projections. Ultimately, we have a presentation workshop to yeah. help those finalists be prepared for that April 20th finals date.
Oh, this is, you know, and what an opportunity. I mean, and also, you know, if you got this, again, if you've got an idea, go to fortlewis.edu/hawk. Hawk Tank. I almost said Hawk Talk, which was a flashback to a radio show I used to do, / Hawk Tank, and find out the details. But what an opportunity. And you could, you know, end up winning $10,000 towards the business and launch it.
It's amazing. You know, our recent alumni track, they're competing for $5,000. Uh-huh. And what's really cool is to see a number of businesses that have come out of Hawk Tank that are actually still running.
Yeah.
And Hawk Tank's really been that a really important part of that to give them a little bit of that financial capital so once again they can take it to the next level.
Yeah. Now you couldn't do this without support.
Sure.
And is it Baird Financial?
Yep. So Baird's is our presenting sponsor, and mm-hmm. this is their third year of contributing to Hawk Tank, and Baird's been phenomenal. They've been contributing not only financial resources, mm-hmm. but they're always there to meet with students and help them sort of develop their ideas, and they've been great. They've been an amazing partner. We're really thankful for them.
Yeah, well, and I know, Bill, I actually, Tom Helms, good friend, and he's my guy, actually, with my stuff and my investments. And he a great team with Brett, as well as Scott Shaded.
Yeah, and Tina.
Suzanne, and, yep. I mean, and Tina. I mean, yep. just, the whole gang there is just, they're just amazing and wonderful people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so how did you come up with all of this? Were you challenged by someone that said, "All right, we need something. Put this together. It's all on you, Valdez."
Yeah, the person I like to blame is Steve Short, actually.
Steve, yeah.
He's the individual that I always like to blame when
uh-huh.
he was with First National Bank of Durango,
yeah.
which is now TBK. He was a board of trustee. And he sort of whispered into our dean's ear at the time and said, "Hey, we need a business plan competition for Fort Lewis College,
yeah.
for our community." And so I was a newbie professor at Fort Lewis College. And the dean came to me and said, "Hey, Michael, is this something you'd be interested in?" And at that time, I think their original vision was maybe integrating this into a course, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "I want to do something for the entire campus.
Yeah.
I want biology students to participate in this. I want music students and adventure ed, because these students are very passionate about what they
yeah.
do and what, you know, and all of that stuff, but they don't know how to maybe monetize it. How do they actually make that
mm-hmm.
part of their life that will help them pay for their homes and pay
sure.
to bring up children if they want them?" And so that's what I pitched. And they said, "Michael, if you can make that happen, go for it."
Yeah.
And we're here 9 years later.
And here we are, 9 years later. And how many competitors, I'm going to call them. I'm going to say co-opetitioners. No.
Sure.
How many have gone through this over the years? Do you know?
Oh,
I mean,
Jack,
100? I mean, you're going 9 years.
At least. And, yeah. I mean, I would say several hundred.
Yeah.
It's been really, really magical. I mean, we've probably awarded upwards of about $130,000 in cash to these participants over the 9 years. We have
That's
for the
amazing.
High school track, we have scholarships. So if a high school team wins it, every single team member gets $500 cash as well as $8,000 in scholarships to attend Fort Lewis College. And what's great is we've actually already had two winners. They're actually right now enrolled at Fort Lewis College.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they're not both business majors. One's a math major, one's a business major. And that's exactly what we want. We want to reach kind of that entire continuum.
So is there a competitor, you know, came to fruition, or maybe it didn't? You know, sometimes, you know, businesses start going. A couple businesses that you go, I remember them because. Who would those be?
Oh, Jack, there's so many. I mean, if we kind of work our way back, you know, we have Z's Performance out of Bodo. Uh-huh. 3 years ago, Zeb was a second place. He won second place.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2 years later after graduation, he opens exactly what the business plan is all about. You know, he leveraged Dan Corman, helped him find the space, which was one of his mentors.
Yeah.
And really kind of we gave him that confidence as well as access to those resources to think he can succeed. Dead Room Comedy, which was a recent alumni winner. Uh-huh. And they actually, Josh Emerson, you know, some of us here may know him because Josh has actually been in the paper here.
Yeah.
And done a lot of comedy shows in the area. And I would argue he's one of the top 10 indigenous comedians in the country, if not the world.
Yeah.
And Dead Room Comedy actually won it during COVID. And so what they did is they took the $5,000 to really put on these comedy events during COVID. And I believe they kept comedy alive in Denver during that time. And I hope that Hawk Tank played a role in that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, you know, we needed comedy during COVID.
We sure did.
Oh, my God. We had to laugh at some things.
We sure did.
What a time that was.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, and you mentioned just the hundreds of, you know, contestants, for lack of words, that, you know, went through the whole program. And how exciting to see that come to fruition and then continuing on.
Oh, Jack, it's absolutely magical. When you see that light bulb go off and you see that you've stoked that passion, and you're right, Jack, that specific business idea that maybe they did in Hawk Tank, maybe that is not the idea that they ultimately run with. That sort of becomes their sort of life focus.
Yeah.
But we want to instill that confidence so they know that they do have the ability to actually take their idea to the next level and really and solve problems, because that's what we're teaching is just to solve problems.
And have you ever had any that, you know, went through the competition, they, you know, didn't win, so to speak, or weren't a recipient, and then can they come back and say, I refined my idea?
Oh, well, absolutely. We've had that. I mean, we've had participants who went through it and were like, you know what, Dr. Valdez, this idea needs to be really adjusted to make it successful. That's a win for us.
Yeah.
You know, we've had individuals that have started their business, use Hawk Tank's resources, and maybe it didn't work.
Sure.
But what's great about that is they're never going to say what if. What's great about that is the skills they're learning for that is applicable not only in a future sort of startup, but it's also applicable, let's say, in a traditional bricks and mortar. It's great also for your community clubs, for your church groups, for your families. And I think that's what really excites me is those are the skills that these students are developing.
Yeah, well, it's probably fun, too, to see someone that went through it 9 years ago that comes back and says, you helped me get my start.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives me the chills just thinking about it. And that's really, Jack, that's why we're in this business.
Right.
Right. We're here to elevate people, and that's what it's all about.
All right, we've got about a minute left. What have I forgot to ask you? What do you want to highlight?
You know, I think we've highlighted everything.
Yep.
I think, you know, if there's any parents out there, high school parents, high school teachers for that matter, reach out to me. Have your students reach out to me, your kiddos reach out to me if this is something that they might be interested in. My email address, if they want to go that way, is mevaldez, V-A-L-D-E-Z, @fortlewis.edu. Check out the website. right? FortLewis.edu/hawktank. Have them reach out to me. Any recent alumni out there, and so that's within the last 5 years that you graduated from San Juan College or Fort Lewis College, reach out to me. And then, of course, any current students, check it out. This is a great opportunity, and we'd love to serve you and help you, you know.
Make a dream come true.
Absolutely, Jack.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time. And again, it's fortlewis.edu/hawktank, and find out all the information. And thanks for everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Thanks for everything you do.
All right. Will you bring some of the contestants or the winners back?
Oh, let's do that.
All right.
Absolutely.
We'll invite you back. We got to send back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.